It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Late yesterday brought a huge development in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case. According to a claim by an insurance company, Penn State football coach Joe Paterno knew that Sandusky, his assistant coach, was sexually abusing a child as early as 1976. This is 18 years before what had been thought of as the earliest incident of abuse by Sandusky. I'm joined now by phone from State College, Pennsylvania, by Patriot News and Penn Live reporter Charlie Thompson, who broke this story. Charlie Thompson, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Hi.
How was this allegation revealed?
Well, the revelation came kind of in a case that Penn State has been fighting that is kind of under the radar, but it's a case that centers around whether the university is going to get insurance coverage that is going to reimburse it for $60 million plus that it had paid out in civil settlements to the various people that had claimed that they were sexually abused by Sandusky. Those claims came forward after Sandusky was convicted in his criminal trial in 2012. And at that point, if you remember, the university had issued a statement saying that they were interested in opening a mediation process for people that may have been injured by Sandusky, and they kind of laid out an open invitation for people to touch base with them and participate in that mediation. It resulted in perhaps as many as 30 settlements, payouts of more than $60 million. We don't know an exact figure, but Penn State was doing this, but they were also hoping that insurance coverage was going to lead to a reimbursement of much of that money. And the insurer fought back. That resulted in this case. And in a pretrial ruling in the insurance coverage case, the judge, sort of holding up the facts as he's seen them on some pretrial motions against the language of the policies, was sorting through whether certain language in the policies might be triggered by the facts of the case. And he, at one point in his order, referenced four cases in the 70s and the 1980s. And one of them, there was this almost tangential reference to a child who had told head coach Joe Paterno about an incident of molestation by Sandusky in 1976. That's all there is that's the only reference in the document to it. It becomes as part of a list of four cases. And then there's a footnote that says this is described further in depositions by victims. But the depositions are under seal, so this is like all the information we have about it, but it's a kind of an eye-popping allegation.
To say the least. The order also cites separate references in 1987 and 1988. Charlie, is there anything more that you can tell us about those?
I'm actually still, from what the judge recorded was there was a 1987 case where an assistant coach at Penn State stated that he saw what he considered inappropriate conduct by Sandusky with a child at a Penn State facility. And then there was another reference to a 1988 case where an assistant coach saw Sandusky involved in some undefined sexual act with a minor. And it was not clear where that occurred. The first one, I believe, it stated that it was at a Penn State facility. And then finally, there's a fourth reference to a 1988 case where a report was made to the athletic director of Penn State at the time. So, again, these aren't brought out in high detail. And one thing that I am trying to do today is just kind of go back and hold that up against the Free Report, because the Free Report made some references to assistant coaches having seen things. But I don't remember that the Free Report actually gave us a lot of detail of those incidents either. It just kind of referenced that in passing. Of course, the Free Report was much more focused on, like, 1998 case and the 2001 case that Mike McQuarrie was involved in. And they didn't necessarily go into great detail in historic stuff regarding Sandusky. But so that's all, what I can tell you about that. I think the facts lie in the depositions. Further facts. And I might say also that when I say facts, what I mean by that is facts as testified to by these claimants. None of this stuff is necessarily proven in court. It's an allegation, and in these cases, it appears to be allegations that Penn State has acted on and felt credible enough that they were going to make settlement payments. But, I don't think, with as little as we know about these incidents, that we can say with 100% certainty that, yes, they did happen or they didn't happen. But there are credible allegations that apparently the university did see fit to make settlements on.
How is the Paterno family reacting to this? What are they saying?
I think they're upset and angry, and you can understand why. I mean, they've been involved for 4 years in a kind of recovery effort to try to right what they felt was a wrong done to their father, their patriarch's reputation. I don't need to tell you or your listeners the value that many people in Pennsylvania hold, the high regard that many of us have for Joe Paterno and what he did with the Penn State football program and what he did for the university. And, the Paterno family, along with a lot of Penn State alumni, is concerned and outraged that they think that Paterno was wrongly made kind of a scapegoat for what Jerry Sandusky did. They think that there are other people that have not been held accountable, like the Second Mile, people who are running Sandusky, the youth charity that Sandusky founded, children and youth services folks up here. And they have worked hard for 3 or 4 years now to try to, in their, what they would say is correcting the record about Paterno. To have this land, it's discouraging to them, and it makes them angry, and they've put out several statements, some calling for a full disclosure of the facts behind these cases that have been revealed now in this insurance lawsuit. And, others that sort of appeal to everybody to stay calm and not rush to judgment about what may or may not have happened here until we do know more about it.
And that obviously is something that you're looking into, and we've been talking with Charlie Thompson, Patriot News and Penn Live reporter, joining us from State College, Pennsylvania. We know that you are very busy. Charlie, thank you for taking the time to be with us and to update us on this still developing story.
Sure thing. Thank you for having me.